You're listening to Rotary Radio UK, and we're joined this morning by Christine Locke of Diversity House. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're very welcome. Right, Diversity House, tell me all about it.
Diversity House is a charity that we started in 2007. The idea of Diversity House is to promote community integration, reintegration, inclusion and cohesion. And it's a charity that is community, school and prison based. So we support people to address social and health inequalities. Because as the economist Robert Putnam said, he said that a community that is included, that people feel included, feel valued and respected, that those communities will have this sense of belonging and they will bring out all their social capital to develop their community. And that's what Diversity House talks about, that we need to support people to have this feeling of belonging and to feel supported and respected, and they will actually bring out the assets they have within them to develop their community.
What prompted you to start Diversity House in the first place?
Yes, that's a very good question. I moved from London, where I was living then in 2000, and moved here to Swell in 2001 when I met my husband. And when I came here in 2001, you know, I'm from a black background, although I'm a British. But when I moved here, Swell was predominantly a mainstream community. So there were very, very few people from minority background. And I sensed this fear, people not understanding one another, especially for me, even with my background. I experienced that kind of treatment. But I felt that it's left for me to show people that I'm harmless, to show people that I'm the same as every other person. We may have different cultures, but, our different cultures are very enriching. And that if we can pull our cultures and have this cultural understanding and build cultural bridges, that actually we may see ourselves as friends and helping one another. And in so doing, we have a, harmony and cohesive community that we all will feel comfortable to bring out as, our social assets, our social capital to build this place up. And that's why I started Diversity House in 2007.
Where does your funding come from?
Funding comes from different funding streams. So we have in-kind funding that people individuals come give us donation or give us their expertise, some as volunteers. Then we also write funding bids. So we write funding bids to fund trusts and organizations like the National Lottery, Lois TSB, Kent County Council, the Swellbarra Council, and other trusts, other organizations that provide funding. So that's how we write bids. Also, we also generate our own funding by using our expertise. Like I go and teach, I go and do, I do consultancy, I do presentations, I teach, I do evaluations, I do audits on equality, diversity and inclusion audits for organizations and businesses. And then they give us donations, which we plug back into our charitable work to support our communities.
And the staff that you have, are they volunteers or do you pay them?
No, initially, when we started Diversity House, everybody was a volunteer and I was working in the NHS to get some money to put in the charity anyways. But after 6-7 years, we were able to... So after 6-7 years, I was able to be writing bids and we get funding. So we have a mix of volunteers and paid staff.
I was pleased to visit your premises in Sittingbourne before Christmas. Tell us a little bit about them and what goes on.
So we have, we operate 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. But there are exceptional days like Saturdays and Sundays when we have events. Then we also work on Saturdays and Sundays. We have very wide range of activities that go on in Diversity House, such as simple as coffee mornings and warm hub. Warm hub, actually, to me, is very, very important at this time of the year when it's very cold and with the cost of living crisis, whereby people are trying to reduce the money they spend on energy. So you see that some people just stay in cold places, but we encourage them to come to Diversity House to use our warm hub because it's a place that they can shield themselves from the cold, they can have refreshments and socialize. Mm. And that will also give them the opportunity to tap into the wide range of activities and interventions that we provide, such as the IT. We have a state-of-the-art IT suite that they can come and learn essential IT or cyber security. They also can, and we have teachers that will teach them. And if they, you know, on Tuesdays, the teachers will be there to teach them IT. But the IT suite is also open for people to just walk in and use it because it's there for them to use. So they can come anytime and use the IT suite there. We also do vocational skills. So we have sewing studio. Our sewing studio is very, very well equipped. I'm really smiling. I'm happy to think about it.
You showed me some of the work that the people had done, and it was very impressive.
Yes. So then we have, they do cookery because it's important. It's part of our addressing health inequalities, healthy living style, that people should know exactly how to cook fresh meal in their homes. And it's actually very, it's cheaper to cook at home than going to junk food shops to be buying things that are expensive and unhealthy. So we teach people how to cook, how to read the food labels and the portions they should eat. And so what we call eat smart and move smart. And within the move smart is the exercise also that is there. We have yoga. Actually, I left the yoga session now to come here. So we have the yoga session, and we have also, the yoga session is very inclusive because we have the armchair yoga for those who have mobility issues or, you know, some physical issues and then they will not lie down or jump up like other people, the other yoga. So they can just sit down nicely and work out and do their yoga. It's very refreshing. It's very good for their mental well-being. Then we have the language lessons that they do. And initially, people think it's just for those that don't speak English. But at any sitting, in the language class, you have over 12 nationalities sitting together, you know, and learning English as a second language. And we have mainstream people from the mainstream community that also come. Maybe they didn't really achieve English grades when they were in school, and they want to improve their English, their spoken English, and their written English or presentation skills, then they can come in there. So we also have a conversation and reading class whereby people come in, socialize, and read together and, you know, explore subjects. We have the life and social skills. We have mentoring sessions. We have health checks. We have training sessions on different soft skills like self-esteem, confidence building, assertiveness, and managing anxiety, managing relationship, managing generational gaps, and cultural proficiency for health and social care workers. So we have over 24 soft skills that, you know, that people can come in and learn. And then we have different sorts of events we do. We do motivational intervention whereby somebody can come for one-to-one support and we quickly talk to them and find out exactly what the problem is. And we just give them support there and then before we can dive deeper into the roots of their problems.
Mm. What's the age range of the people that come?
So, funny enough, we've had people come in with their babies. It doesn't matter. Mm. As far as, you know, they want to come, it's a safe and healthy place. As far as the mothers of the children are there to support them, then we have enough room and we have a playground where children can play while their parents or their mothers will be studying or participating in whatever activity we have. Mm-hmm. But you see, there are two arms to Diversity House. We have Diversity House Center for Innovation and Development, so which is just open for everybody. It's generic. Anybody can come in there to learn, to, you know, have for personal development. But we also have a center that is called Center for Women Innovation and Women and Girls Innovation and Empowerment. That's also funded by the National Lottery. It's our bid to promote gender equality and women empowerment. This is a project that I've been running for 12 years now, and we've been so lucky that we've been supported by the National Lottery. So we've developed a center for it where women and girls can come to achieve four different key areas of their life. You know, there's these four dimensions where women want to see some changes, which would be economic empowerment, health, social empowerment, and community action. We may maybe getting into politics, volunteering, and participating in local actions. So these are some of the things, and the women come in there and they learn skills and they feel encouraged. And we are so lucky that we have the mayor of Swell, Councillor Sarah Stephen, as the ambassador for women and girls here in Swell.
Yes, and that's how we got together, wasn't it? Yes, in the first place.
Yes.
So if Rotarians and other people listening to this podcast would like to help you, how can they get in touch and what sort of things are you looking for them to do?
We're looking for trustees. You know, we're looking for trustees. We're looking for volunteers with different skills, management skills, accounting, bookkeeping, event organization, bid writing, networking, people that can link us to other people that are community-minded and the philanthropies. They could give us donation, either in kind, you know, they could give us anything that they want. We have this multicultural food bank, and we want people to give us food to support, augment the money that we have in buying food. That would be fantastic. Mm. We also want Rotary and any other person listening to support us financially also, to support us. We are not just a Swell charity. We are registered to support across Kent and Medway. And that's what we do. And to be honest, we also try to put Swell and Kent and Medway and the global map, because particularly with our women empowerment project, we've been registered with the United Nations Global Compact since 2010, and we do report to the Secretary General of the United Nations at the United Nations Assembly, which at the Leaders Summit every June. We report regarding our engagement, how the Sustainable Development Goals are being implemented in our space of operation. And so that means if you engage with us, your name, and we write reports that we send to the Secretary Generals, and your name, it means your name, your organization, will be reflected there. It'll be showing that best practice on, you know, addressing the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that needs to be achieved by 2030.
Mm. So there's bound to be a website address?
Yes, our website address is www.diversityhouse.org.uk.
Okay, and if people want to email you, can they do it through the website or is there a separate address?
Yes, they can do it through the website or they can email us at info@diversityhouse.org.uk.
Okay. That's
Or they can phone us, actually.
Okay, so tell us the number.
They phone us on 01795-420455. But we love people to come. We love people to come and use our centre. So they can just walk up the street in Sittingbourne, off Sittingbourne High Street. We are based at Church Street. And our building, our centre is at ISP House, Church Street, Sittingbourne.
Okay. Christine, it's been absolutely super talking to you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've made my job very easy because I've hardly had to prompt you at all. So that's been great. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for inviting me. Thanks a lot.